You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, January 31st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Well, you know, there's something going on this weekend. I think it's
49ers.
And there'll be a lot of partying this weekend.
Yes.
New survey out.
Oh.
You may or may not want to know this.
Okay.
Do you double dip? When you go to a party, do you double dip? You know, in the dip or the saucer or whatever.
I personally, at a party, do not. If there's more than just my husband, I do not.
Yeah, I'll do it at home.
Yeah.
I'll do it at home. But not just between me and my wife, because we swap spit anyway. But, you know, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But, you know, I don't do it in public.
I hear, and you're going to tell me.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
You'd be surprised. 31% of us say we double dip.
So
at parties, when we're out in public. Oh, my God. Can you believe that?
So at parties, it's BYOD.
Bring your own dip, right? The number one state. Take a guess for double dipping in public. Number one state.
North, south, east, or west?
South.
Texas?
Texas. 56% of people in Texas admitted that they do it. They do it. Top 10 states to double dip: Texas, New York, Washington, North Carolina, Alabama, Colorado, Illinois, West Virginia, Florida, and Arkansas.
You know, I'm trying to think back to when I learned about double dipping, and I think it was from my husband.
No, the Seinfeld episode. Remember that? Jason Alexander, they went to the funeral. George goes to the funeral, and he double dips.
Yes.
And they made a whole bit out of it.
You double
dipped. You double dipped.
Uh-huh.
All right, so double dipping is no. That's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
But sharing a Corona will not spread the coronavirus, okay? Let's just get that all out of the way right now.
Get that out of the way.
You're going to have a Corona this weekend. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. It doesn't cause the coronavirus.
That's true.
I can't believe the world today. It is, well, I can't because I'm part of it. All right, we're part of it. It's time for the Who Cares News. Double dip or no, what's going on?
Remember our national nightmare?
I do remember our national nightmare.
It's, you know, been kind of dull for
a
while.
It's been quiet on the national nightmare front.
Yes.
As of late.
Waiting for the trial to start. That's
what I don't know when that's going to happen. Who knows?
Well, in the meanwhile.
While
they're killing time waiting for the trial to start.
Yeah.
And in between their prison counseling sessions, Lori Loughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli.
Yeah.
They listed their multi-million dollar mansion.
Not surprised.
You know, where they had been laying low.
Not surprised.
They could end up facing years in prison.
They could,
So they've been practicing at their pad, you know.
They're a little prison consultant.
We can't leave our house. It's like being imprisoned in our $28.7 million house.
$28.7 million? Wow, that's a lot of bail money.
Sources say it has nothing to do with the scandal.
Of course not.
They can't keep the full proceeds if and when they sell this house.
Why is that?
Well, they had a $2 million bill for fraud charges.
Oh.
And they used their house as collateral.
Oh, well, that's good. That was smart. Well, but then if they sell it, they can pay that bill off.
Yes.
So there's one bill down.
That way, less danger of it being foreclosed on by the U.S. government.
Right. And then there's the bribe money. I don't want to insinuate that. I'm going to take that out of the air.
Alleged bribe money. Yes.
I'm kidding.
Now, the house, it's a modest 12,000 square feet.
Wow, it's okay. I don't know if it's worth $30 million, but 12,000,
right.
Okay.
So I'm kind of wondering about land. Is there land?
I'm sure there's land.
I don't know. It has 6 bedrooms and 9 bathrooms, a large swimming pool, outdoor courtyard, 2 large living rooms. Formal dining room and an eat-in chef's kitchen.
There you go. There you go. You know, it's interesting. These rich people have more bathrooms than they do bedrooms. Have you noticed that? That's the trend.
I think every bedroom should have a bathroom.
Right.
And then there needs to be guest bathrooms like downstairs.
I see that. You got to have a bathroom by the pool.
In the pool house.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. All right. Anyway, I digress.
Okay.
Good luck to them selling that house.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure they won't get $28 million.
Probably not. No. Is this becoming our new national nightmare? Oh,
whoa,
say
we got
it
another
isn't
one?
So.
We got another one?
On Wednesdays, the Late Late Show, James Corden addressed some very serious allegations.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, in his life.
These have recently been made against him and his carpool karaoke.
Yep.
Now, the Who Cares News first reported last
yes,
week
we
that
did.
James was filming in L.A. with the Biebs,
yep.
Justin Bieber, and the car was being towed outside
yes,
shooting.
Yes, it was.
Gasp.
It was not being driven by James, as we're purported to think when we watch Carpool Karaoke.
I already knew this.
You knew this?
I've already seen pictures of this eons ago.
It made a big splash on socials last week because somebody saw it in action, took a video of it, and posted it.
And I'm sure that they will sue for mental trauma.
You know what?
Emotional trauma.
This is why we can't have nice things.
I know.
Trust
I know.
Issues. Come on. Trust.
No, bat crap crazy people who take it so seriously. So James said Wednesday that, quote,
oh, so he addressed it.
I just want to get ahead of everything and address those rumors. I can't do it right.
Can't
I can't
do it, right.
do it James.
No, don't even try. Don't
I
even
won't.
Try.
And assure you, my audience, that these accusations are not true. James called it fake news.
Fake news.
And right. said he always drives a car while shooting the segments unless he's busy doing something or drunk.
that explains it.
He
that
said,
explains it.
He says, look, I'm just shocked that I've done something that's upset people more than cats.
Somebody's got to laugh about cats.
I almost watched the video last night. I'm going to watch it today.
There you go.
More than 13 million have watched the viral video of James
wow.
and Justin.
See,
being
I'm
towed.
Telling you. I'm telling you. It's a thing. It's a national nightmare. Wow, 13
Jeez.
Million. We should go viral with a video of 13 million. You know, we could do that. There's a way to do that. We just have to convince Halle Berry to come in here and hang with us for a show.
I'm trying to figure out how to get this to happen. Maybe I should write Ellen.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Because Ellen can make things happen.
Ellen can make things happen. Yeah. Not only with Halle Berry, but with Jen Aniston. Oh, happy birthday, Kerry Washington, today, by the way.
Oh.
All right, we're out of here.
You're going to sing to her?
No, we're not. We're running out of time.
No, you.
No, I'm not going to sing to her. We don't sing on this show.
You can sing happy birthday, baby.
I don't sing.
You can say happy birthday, baby. Come on. Come on.
Sunday is the big game. And we just want to hold a little moment of, I don't know.
It'll be a super
vibration here, a little
type
you know,
of a bowl game.
Telepathy to make our 49ers win, even though they're the underdogs. And if we're here Monday, that means that we lost. If we're not here Monday, we'll be hungover. All right.
You can be hungover either way.
That's true. Listen, have a great weekend. Go Niners!
Go Niners.
We'll hopefully see you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.